Podcast. This is episode number 7. And it's a day late, and I'm really sorry. I know, you know, I guess the thought is that, you know, with a podcast, you can download it whenever you want. So it really doesn't matter what day you drop it. But actually, if you are somebody who does a podcast, you already know this. Or maybe if you're somebody that's considering to doing a podcast, consistency, well, first of all, content is king, number one. You got to pump out your content. But number two, very important, is consistency. You want to try to have the same day every single week. That is the goal, to put your podcast out on the exact same day every week. Unfortunately, my schedule was pretty busy so far this week, and we'll talk about that in this show. I'm definitely going to be sharing how things went. But I just wanted to come out and apologize, because actually a lot of you who listen to this podcast, I noticed, download on day one when it comes out, which I do appreciate that. That means you're subscribed and your phone is downloading this thing right away. So I'm trying to get this podcast to you as soon as I can. And that is, as far as the soonest being, I record it Tuesday night, I put it up Wednesday morning. It just so happens that this week, I had to push it back one day, but instead of recording it Thursday and putting it out Friday, I'm going to record it Thursday and put it out Thursday night. And then I'm going to go to sleep, because this week has been hellacious. So let's get the podcast started. You guys know we always start every single show just like this. So if you are somebody who listens every week, and you know, maybe you've heard enough of this, that's fine. You could probably skip ahead 2 or 3 minutes. It's all good. I'm not going to be mad at you for it. But if you're somebody new, definitely want to talk to you. Garyspodcast.com/Amazon. That is my Amazon affiliate link. What is an affiliate link? I have a deal in place with Amazon that says that if you go and do your shopping on Amazon using my link, they don't charge you a penny more. You pay the same low prices that you get consistently on Amazon. The only difference is that I get a couple of pennies. And I say a couple of pennies because really that's about what it is. Yeah, sometimes 20, 30 cents. I don't know. But I do get a small little cut of the sale that's made, and it goes into a little Amazon pool, you know, account, and then once I hit a certain threshold, I get paid. So I see some of you guys have used it before, and I definitely do appreciate that. So two ways that you can do this if you want to support the show. I say this always, because the goal for this show, I'm going to do it no matter what. This is a labor of love. I operate this podcast at a loss every week. Anytime you are paying for your own website, you're buying equipment, you're uploading this thing that costs money to upload it to a server, these things cost money. I'm operating it at a loss because it's a labor of love, and I want to deliver my message to you. So all I ask in return is that if by chance you're going to go shop on Amazon, which 99.9% of you do anyway, that you just go to a different website and do it, and that is garyspodcast.com/Amazon. It forwards you to the Amazon homepage, and all your shopping done right then and there. It has to be done as you're visiting. If you bookmark a page and come back, it doesn't count. So use my link when you're ready to buy, please. But basically, when you buy your stuff on Amazon using my link, whether you go to garyspodcast.com/Amazon or you go to on the menu bar of garyspodcast.com, I have a link to it right there. You just click it. Boom. You're in. Also, do you want to take a ride with Lyft? Do you need a Lyft? Hey, use the promo code GarysPodcast in the Lyft app for you to take your first ride and save yourself a couple of bucks. Maybe you're going to go out to the bar this weekend, right? You got a couple friends you're going to meet up with. You guys figure, well, we're going to go to the bar. We're probably going to get lit. I don't want you drinking and driving. I really don't want to. And if I was free, I'd probably pick you up myself. I am a Lyft driver. However, if you're going to go to the bar and you've never used Lyft before, put in the code Gary's Podcast, all one word, and it's going to take, I think the savings in this area right now is $5. It changes all the time. So you may be listening to this and it may be $10, but it's a code that's going to save you money on your first ride with Lyft. And if you live close to your bar, like if you live somewhere and you have like a local bar that you go to, guess what? Your ride home is probably going to be free or close to free because of how cheap Lyft is. It's a great service. And the same promo code can be applied. You know, maybe you've taken a Lyft ride and you say, man, this is so cool, right? You've probably listened to my podcast where I've said on this very podcast how much I enjoy driving for Lyft. I have a good time. I get to meet new people. I get to network. I get to interact. It's a lot of fun. And more importantly, I'm giving the people that I give rides to a great experience. You know, sometimes you get in a cab, you don't know what you're dealing with. Maybe there's an odor in the cab. Maybe it's just really hot in the cab. There's a lot of things about a cab, right? With Lyft, it's safe. You go on your app, you can see a picture of your driver, and they're going to come pick you up. And likewise, if you're a driver, you get the name and the picture of who you're picking up. So maybe you've heard this podcast. Maybe you think that, hey, I want to make a couple hundred bucks on the weekend, you know, in my spare time. Well, you can do that now. Go to Lyft and you can put in the promo code Gary's Podcast. And guess what? Right now, they're offering, I think it's $400. It's either $400 or it's $470. Now, I know this is kind of a difference. It changes all the time. That's why I'm not committing to a single price, but I know it's at least $400 when you sign up using my promo code given to you once you complete a certain amount of rides. And again, that is also variable, so it's going to depend on when you go to the website, put in my code, and they'll give you the details right then and there as far as exactly how much money you can make. So if you want to make some extra money on the weekends, Lyft, use the promo code Gary's Podcast, get a sign-on bonus just for signing up for Lyft. How cool is that? Get yourself some extra money. It's going to be awesome. And if you're like me, if you like going out and meeting new people, this is a hell of a way to do it. It's a good time. I've not encountered one bad person yet. Now, I'm going to knock on wood. But, you know, so far, so good. It all probably also helps that I drive in the mornings. All right, plugs out of the way. Let's get started with the podcast. I did do a lot of driving over the weekend. This is like my new weekly thing. I'm moving in like a month, so every dollar counts. And, you know, I've got to get the hustle on the side hustle, the art of the side hustle, right? You got your day job. I love my day job. And then when I get off from there, usually during the week, I'm working out. I just got home from the gym, actually crushing it, doing a good workout. But on my weekends, I'm now out on the road. I'm driving. And I'm having a good time. I've met so many cool people. And some people, you know, they like a quiet ride. Maybe they don't want to talk. And I get it. I like to think that I have a good reading on these people, whether they want to talk or they don't want to talk. And I give them their space. If they don't want to talk, I just, you know, make sure they're good, make sure they got enough AC because it's hot as hell outside, ladies and gentlemen. But just making sure that they're taken care of. And if they want to chat, 9 times out of 10, it's always a good conversation. I really enjoy the art of a good conversation, especially when you got somebody you've never met and you're learning interesting things, something that's not normally in your bubble. And then likewise, you know, I do a podcast. Some of you may be listening to this podcast as a result of talking to me and finding out that I do a podcast. So it's cool. We learn about each other. We have a good time. We learn about each other. It's a blast. What can I say? I really do enjoy it. I'm going to be out this weekend driving. Maybe if I'm nearby and you guys request a ride, you might get me. I don't know. Could happen. So that was the weekend. So first of all, let's get right into the weight thing. Let's get that out of the way now, and we can talk about the really good stuff, the concerts I went to. So I weighed in on Monday, and I was 5 pounds over. Okay? So last week, I told you guys that I hit 300. I shaved the beard. I cut the hair. I was so happy, right? And I go to like a 4th of July cookout. I'm picking out probably more than I have any right to be. but it's a holiday. You know, these things will happen. And I want to stress how important it is that it's okay if it happens once in a while. But we'll get to that. Let me finish my point. And then over the weekend, my best friend comes over. Wrestling's on TV. We're watching the WWE on their network, which is an over-the-top streaming network, like on Apple TV. It's really cool. So we're watching one of their Sunday night pay-per-views, and I'm pigging out again. You know, he's inviting me out. This son of a bitch is inviting me out to be for beers. You know, I was at the gym on Sunday. And he's like, man, meet me at Glory Days. Let's have a few drafts. You know, we ended up having one round because we were running really behind. And, you know, because I'd worked earlier that day driving, and then I came home, and my wife and I and her friend went to the pool for a little while, and then I went to the gym. I had a busy, productive Sunday. And then I met Sean for a beer at Glory Days because we wanted that draft experience. I do like a good draft. And then he came here for the pay-per-view, and we had more beers. We had chips and dip, and we had pizza. And, you know, it's been a struggle sometimes, you know, trying to gain control. And I want you guys to know that it's okay. You know, I actually, believe it or not, when I stepped on the scale Monday and I was 5 pounds more than what I was the week before, I wasn't mad. I didn't feel depressed like I just wanted to, you know, give up, or it was nothing like that. It was like, okay, back to work. I get back in the gym Monday afternoon, and I'm back in the game already. It's okay. You know, it's not the end of the world. I think it's been like once a month that I've had a week where I've gained. Now, granted, this was a much higher gain because normally it's between 1 and 2 pounds, usually never more than 2 pounds, though. And so with that being said, you know, 5 pounds, now had that happened to me 2 or 3 or 4 months ago, as I'm maybe 1 to 3 months into my journey, I would have taken that a lot harder. I've taken less gains harder than I took this 5 pound gain. And it's just, you've got to adjust. You've got to realize, you know, hey, it just means I got to get back and I got to work harder. And that's okay. You don't have to feel like it's the end of the world and now you just have to eat like crap and feel bad, feel sorry for yourself. You just get back in it, you know? Back to work. That's how I look at it. When I lose weight, I don't sit around and celebrate. You guys know this. I tell you this all the time. I say, all right, time to get my ass back to work. It's really that simple. It's not a hard thing. Whether you're gaining or losing, at the end of the day, the goal is always to get your ass back to work. That's really what it's all about. And so I took it on the chin, as they say, and I got back to work. And I'm feeling fine right now. I actually had my workout. This is the first workout since Monday was today because I had a busy week. But I felt good. I mean, I would never really advocate taking 2 straight days off and then going back. Like, I start to feel a little crazy even when I have a 1 day off. You know, when I take 1 day in between off, that feels a little weird. To take 2 days in a row, it feels criminal, like I'm doing something wrong. And that's just my mind, like, messing with me. And my body's saying, dude, we're so used to going to this treadmill and just crushing it. Like, what are you doing? What are you taking a day off for? I had a good excuse. I went to a couple concerts this week. And we'll get to that in a moment. But I've learned to kind of take my workout schedule week by week. It's like I have my core days. I have my Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I try not to have anything during the week to interfere with that, but if it does, that's okay. If I got a concert on a Wednesday, guess what? I'll work out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, or, you know, as long as I'm getting that 4 days in, that's really what's key here. I mean, that's what it's all about. You get the 4 days in. I got my 3 days of my cardio, my on the treadmill. And by the way, this thing is still working. So I'm still going with the same plan for now. The goal has always been for me, and I always have to preface this when I share kind of like my strategy. It's that you shouldn't do exactly how I do it, because it's not going to work for everybody. You kind of have to figure out what works for you. I like to walk, jog, run on a treadmill. Maybe you want to do an exercise bike, right? Or you want to do an elliptical. And these are all fine, too. It's just, for me, this is what works for me. So I just want to preface that when I do share my strategy, that you don't take it and then you try it and it doesn't work for you. You say, well, God, Gary told me, you know, this is the way to go. No, I'm not telling you this is the way to go. Don't put words in my mouth, okay? I'm just sharing with you what I'm doing and encouraging you to find what works the best for you and where you see the best results, and go with that and go hard with that, okay? So I do my 3 days a week of my walk, jog, run. And when I say walk, jog, run, it really is a mixture. So I always start with a base of 4 miles. And in that 4 miles, several times during that 4 miles, I start to jog and then I start to run like hell. Maximum speed being 9 miles an hour. That's the max. And that is only sustainable for about a tenth of a mile right now. And I'm doing this because I'm trying to get a lot of this heft off of me so I can get lighter, and then I can invest a little more of my time into kind of the weights, the toning, you know, because it's important to me that, yes, while I don't want to have all this extra skin hanging around, and there will be some, I also, you know, want to get off a majority of this weight as soon as I can do it. But it's always, you always got to look at it like it. So if you're in my situation, if you are somebody who is, you know, you're overweight like me and you feel like you can't do it, I want you to know right now, this is so important. This is not something that you're going to rush through. Okay. If you think that, hey, I'm going to go hard, crazy for 2 or 3 months and I expect to lose 80 pounds, or it ain't going to happen, okay? You got to really go for the long haul. It's a marathon. It really is. This is not like a race, a sprint, or any of that stuff. It's a marathon. So you got to put your mindset in for the long term, not the short term. Go for the long term, and over time, you will start to see the difference. And it really is a powerful thing. I mean, it really, your mind, what it can do for not only just your body, but your mind. And your mind can be your own worst enemy, right? I mean, that's, we all think so much about different things that it consumes our you know, our minds for so long, and it just maybe sometimes drives us crazy. But when you invest in a long-term workout strategy that, hey, you know, maybe in 2 to 3 years I can lose 180 pounds or whatever number it is that I'm trying to get to. I mean, I'm trying to get to 185, and I'm talking about subtracting the 372 from the 185. Actually, let's just do that right here real quick. On my iPhone calculator, let's do it. So 372 minus 185, that's 187 pounds. And I've given myself between 2 and 3 years to fully reach that number. And I think that that is obtainable. Okay. So right now I'm 305 pounds minus that by 185. I've still got 120 pounds to go. So there is a ways to go, but it's so doable. You just gotta work hard for it. Believe me, it's. I'm starting to really see it, and it's a guy at my job tells me, you know, it's the little things, it's how you feel, and I, you know, when he first told me this, I'm listening like, okay, all right, that's fine, that's cool. But then when it starts to happen, that's when you really understand it. For instance, the little things. Like, I was coming home from Richmond on Tuesday night after the Newfound Glory concert. Again, we're going to get to that momentarily. Now, normally, when I drive at night, it's not a very good thing. Okay, I get so tired, I'm always sleepy, and, you know, there's that fear of, well, God, he's going to fall asleep behind the wheel, he's going to get super tired, he's not going to be able to stay awake. Well, that concert let out around 11, I didn't get home till 12:30, the old Gary would have probably passed out and crashed a damn car. Me, on the other hand, you give me a little bit of water, maybe a little bit of ice to chew on, I can make it that whole ride. My body doesn't get tired anymore, but if I continue to give it some cold water, it appreciates it and works harder for me and keeps going, keeps me going, okay? Also, another thing is the venue where this club, the venue where the band played, the National, it's a very cool venue. It's got the concrete floors, and on Old Gary last year, I could tell you two or three times that I was there, where standing on that floor all night would absolutely do a number on me, so much so that where my joints, my knees, and all that stuff would be so sore the next day because of, you know, the nature of the concrete floors. Well, guess what? I woke up Wednesday, felt pretty damn good. Everything was good. There was no problem. So it's the little things. Or like you go to a concert and suddenly you can buy the shirts again because they fit. You know, if you're somebody like me who was in a 5XL, then a 4XL, down to a 3XL, you know the struggle, right? You're trying to find your shirts. Usually at the concerts, they don't have them. You better hope that you weren't going to the concert looking to buy a shirt, because guess what? They ain't got your shirt, buddy. They don't got nothing for you. They got nothing. Now, I can get into a 2X pretty comfortably. That's an amazing thing, but that's what my coworker mentioned. That's the little things that you notice. It's not how you look, it's how you feel. He tells me that all the time, and I appreciate him for that. So that's the weight loss update for the week. Guys, this is one of the main reasons why I do this podcast. If you're stumbling upon this podcast and you question your health status, your working out and all that stuff, you question that and you wonder how it can work out for you, this is part of the reason. I'm here to tell you that it is obtainable, but again, it's finding what works for you. It's not a magic shake or one of those stupid belts that gyrates your abs that does nothing for you. Everybody wants to Google and buy the magic thing that will take care of this, and really it's just putting in the work. 101 days in the gym, and I lost 72 pounds, getting me down to 300. And then I gained it back just a couple days later, eating hamburgers and hot dogs. Feel a little guilty about that. So, anyway. So I mentioned concerts this week. That's one of the reasons why this podcast was late being released. I do apologize. You're probably tired of hearing me say that by now, but I want to say it anyway. I'm very sorry. So I had bought tickets for Newfound Glory and actually the other concert, Incubus Jimmy Eat World. I bought these tickets months ago. This is how it works now. Whenever I go to these concerts, I find out about them months in advance, and I buy the tickets early to avoid sellouts. Newfound Glory, I've not seen since 2005. Newfound Glory was one of the first pop punk, underground, indie kind of scene, quote unquote, bands that I heard of and got into. If you go back to episode 5, you'll hear Larry and I talk about, you know, our musical journey and some of those bands in the quote unquote scene. I don't know if we got into Newfound Glory in that podcast. I'm trying to hold back a yawn. Sorry, I'm very tired, guys. I don't know if we referenced Newfound Glory at all, but in that first year that I was starting to fall in love with this music. Newfound Glory is one of the first bands I heard. This is 17 years ago. I feel so old, guys. I'm actually going to look this up real quick. Let's see. I'm curious as to the release date from when I found. Okay, released September 26, 2000. So I saw them for the first time in December of 2000. And that was at the St. Andrew's Church in College Park, Maryland. Any of you guys that are listening that are fans of, you know, the old stuff, the old bands and all that good stuff, you've visited shows in this area, that is definitely a venue that I hold near and dear to my heart. It was like a gymnasium in a church where I saw hundreds of people packed into there to see these bands, and they were so passionate. They knew the words. I remember, this is a story I tell a lot of times, people, if Newfound Glory comes up. I remember seeing them at St. Andrew's Church. Check out this lineup. Even if you don't know like the underground scene necessarily, a couple of these bands you may have heard of. Newfound Glory, Dashboard Confessional, Midtown, Hot Rod Circuit, River City High, and The Strider all played St. Andrew's Church on December 8th, 2000, and I paid a whopping $8 to see this greatness, let me tell you. And Newfound Glory was awesome. I mean, I vaguely remember it. I was just starting to find out about Newfound Glory at that time, because that album came out in September, and I don't think I got it until early in the next year, unless I bought it at that show, but I don't recall. I almost want to say I bought it at a store, so I probably didn't get it at that show. But that was like, seeing them at that show was actually my first, you know, kind of intro to Newfound Glory. And so this show, probably 800 people in this gymnasium. I mean, it was just insane. I've seen so many great shows there. Fast forward a couple of years to, I want to say it's 2005. But actually, you know what? That would be incorrect. That would be incorrect, because I went with my cousin Jimmy and his wife Michelle, and I lived with them in 2004. Which I believe is when Catalyst came out, Newfound Glory's album Catalyst. That's the one that had the song All Downhill From Here. And they were playing in a nightclub, the Dream Nightclub, with Starside Fire, a buddy of mine, Chris Barrett, who's going to do this podcast at some point. His old band, Starside Fire. What's up, Chris? They played the Dream Nightclub. This was not such a great part of town. And it was so kind of cool to see pop punk in a nightclub that's so used to like hip hop, R&B, pop. Kind of a cool thing. It was in like the afternoon too. So, you know, they had everybody out of there before like the club crowd showed up. But it was a good show. And that was the last time I seen them. And they've released several albums since then. And I don't know like what it was with me and Newfound Glory, because they came out with that Coming Home, and I actually liked that album. It was such a departure from everything else, but I really did enjoy it. And then every album after that, I kind of just like listened to, but it didn't really like grab me like immediately. But I like, you know, I would listen to say, okay, this is cool, but like it just didn't grab me. Nowhere near the way that the self-titled or Sticks and Stones or, you know, any of that kind of stuff grabbed me. So for whatever reason, I just never made it out to one of their shows in the last 13 years, which is, I'm a terrible fan. I'm an awful fan of Newfound Glory. And then in 2009, when I used to do my old wrestling podcast, it was always about what kind of big guests can I get, you know, what's going to create buzz. And Newfound Glory was touring with Dashboard at that time. Or they were getting ready to go out on tour. Then they had just released their newest album, Not Without a Fight. It had a MMA theme to it. Sticks and Stone actually had a pro wrestling theme to it. And my wrestling podcast also did MMA. So I'm like, how cool would it be to get Chad? Well, to get Newfound Glory, Chad was the one who they sent to do the show. But how cool would it be to get somebody from the band or the band in general to come on the podcast and talk? I thought that would be so cool to talk about, you know, wrestling and MMA. And when I found out it was Chad, I was very excited because I knew that he was friends with CM Punk, who was a former wrestler turned MMA fighter turned, well, I don't know what the heck he's doing now, but it was a great opportunity to get him on. And then, you know, at that time I was like plugging my stuff everywhere. So like absolutepunk.net like covered my interview with Chad. They promoted my interview with Chad and we had a ton of listeners that night. And I actually referenced the St. Andrews show that I saw them at, and Chad remembered that show. It was actually on their DVD. And he was like, is that the one with the Christmas lights? Because it was right before Christmas, and they had Christmas lights wrapped around the entire gym in the church. So it was kind of cool that he remembered that show. I thought that was a very cool thing. So, yes, I am a bad Newfound Glory fan because I've not seen them since 2004. But it was nice to, like, I saw that they were doing a 20-year anniversary tour, and what really, you know, drove me to want to go see it was they were playing select albums like in their entirety on these shows. Like in one show, you know, they play like, you know, every show that I think they play, they would play like two albums. And it just so happened that the local date, they were playing Sticks and Stones and the self-title, which happened to be my two favorite Newfound Glory albums of all time. So that was a must for me. And one of the things, as I mentioned before, that a lot of bands are doing now is the VIP experience. And Newfound Glory was doing a VIP experience. And wouldn't you know that it was the same kind of thing where I got up to them and I had no clue what to say. I'm like, hi, I'm Gary. What's up? I shook their hand and that was it. I had nothing else to say other than to Chad. I thanked him for coming on my podcast all those years ago. And he mentioned to me that he has not watched wrestling since Punk left. And I cannot blame him. I've watched less of pro wrestling since, not just since Punk left, but in the last couple of years. So they put on a great show. They actually played the albums out of order. Like they played the songs out of order. They were just like, here's the songs from both albums, and they kind of mixed them up into like a cool set list to where, you know, maybe 1 minute they're playing Sucker and then the next minute they're playing The Story So Far or whatever. Like they're going from like one album to the next essentially, and it's just bang bang bang, hit after hit after hit. Both of these albums I think are their best work in my opinion, and that's not to say that their other stuff is no good. Just because it doesn't grab me right away doesn't mean it's not, you know, not good to other people. So I don't want to discredit them and say, oh, they were only good in, you know, the early days, because I'm not one of those people. I think there's value in everything they do. But those two albums spoke to me most specifically. So I really thought that it was awesome. So they were playing, you know, all their good stuff. I really enjoyed it. I had a good time listening to them. Got a really cool picture with them. I know that they're, you know, again, they're wrestling fans. So I got the, you know, the little too sweet symbol. You probably see me throw it out in a lot of my pictures. And I'm just such a fan of, you know, whether it be the old DX, NWO, Bullet Club, Young Bucks, all that stuff. So I do tend to throw that little too sweet symbol out in a lot of my photos. So we got a group picture of us all doing that. And that is on my Instagram at Gary Cantrell. So go and check that out. I met this really cool guy And let me look up his name because I saved it. I promise this dude I'm gonna like text him because I want to get him on the podcast. He knows a lot about some cool music. His name was Ryan, really nice guy. I met him as we were waiting out in the line outside of the club, waiting to go in for the meet and greet and you know all that stuff. And it was a good time. You know, just talking. He was actually a wrestling fan, and he was a fan of, you know, kind of like the underground scene or whatever, as I would call it, from back in the day. And we were kind of like talking different bands, and that was you know, that was a really cool thing. It was kind of cool to connect with somebody else who not only just liked a lot of the same music I like, but also liked wrestling. That's like a rare thing, you know, when you can find that kind of deal. So I'm all about it, and I think he would add a lot of value coming on this podcast and talking shop on some cool music. And you know, I met some other people there. There were some people in the front row. I was front and center for the show. I was not screwing around. I was like, you know, if I'm going to see Newfound Glory on their 20-year anniversary and they're playing my two favorite albums, I'm going to be as close to the stage as possible. You know, when you do VIP, when you do meet and greets and all that, you get first priority as far as going into the club. There were people in line in front of me. Luckily, they decided they wanted to go buy merch. I was not interested in getting merch at the time. And so with that being said, I just did a beeline straight for the stage and got a spot front and center on the rail, as front row as you could possibly be. I had drunk people trying to push me, trying to get me out of the way to get a spot. And I'm like, dude, I know this is like a concert. There's so many people like rubbed up against everybody. I'm like, I'm 300 some odd pounds. You ain't moving me, brother. Let me tell you what. Some of these smaller guys, they were trying to push me around. I was like, I'm not moving. I'm holding my spot. And so it was cool to be front row to hear a band that I've followed for 17 years. And they're playing only songs from the two of my favorite albums by them. So that was truly like a special experience to get to see that. And I'm glad to see they're still around. I mean, they've been very consistent in the sense of over the years, they've delivered just so many albums to their fans and made new fans as a result. You know, they could very well at this point in their career, 17 or 20 years in, excuse me, let me not discount them by 3 years. At 20 years in, they could easily be resting on their hits and just playing the hits. A lot of bands that travel, you know, it's you know, they can travel and play all their old stuff, and it's no big deal. Well, these guys are like, hey, you know, we're still fond of the music. We want to write and produce and put out new content, new music, and I think it's amazing. So I'm all for it. It doesn't mean that I have to listen to it and think it's amazing, because sometimes, you know, not everything's going to connect with me. But I met a guy in the front row who says that Makes Me Sick, which is the title of Newfound Glory's new album, go check it out, was like one of his favorite Newfound Glory albums yet. Like, it was rivaling some of the other stuff. So it's all a matter of taste, ultimately. You know, I'm not going to come on here and say, this is amazing or this sucks, and that you have to live with my word like it's the gospel, because it's not. We've all got a different preference, and it was kind of cool to hear him talk about why he thought that this newer album was so high up in the pecking order for him. So I'm good with it. But anyway, I got out of there about 11 or so. Traffic was pretty good coming back. I mean, for a Tuesday night, there's not a whole lot going on. So that's awesome. But then the next day, it's like, well, I got another concert to go to. You know, so I was up, you know, on Sunday night. And then Monday, I got a little bit of rest, you know, but I stayed up and watched a little bit of wrestling. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, bang, bang, two late nights. Wednesday night, excuse me, I had tickets to the Incubus Jimmy Eat World concert. This was a birthday gift to my lovely wife. And, you know, I like these bands too, so it was kind of cool to go along and see what, you know, what it was all about. Because these are two bands that, unlike Newfound Glory, these are two bands that I've never seen before. You know, these are brand new to me. I've never seen these bands ever. And Jimmy Eat World, I mean, I'll start with them because they're the first band I saw. they've been around as long as Newfound Glory. Maybe they might even have a couple of years on Newfound Glory, possibly. I mean, I think I want to say I've heard of Jimmy Eat World stuff as far back as 94, 95. So I think they've actually been around longer. And what blew me away was how good they were. I thought they were better than Incubus, and that may blow some people's minds, but it's the truth. They just came out there and they played to the strengths, which is, you know, you play the hits, you know, your fans, right? Your fans want to hear Sweetness. They want to hear The Middle. They want to hear Bleed American. They want to hear, you know, Big Casino or Work or Pain or, you know, any of these songs. So they want to hear all Futures. And these are all songs that they played. And it was just one after the other. Bang, 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 bang. They played, I want to say, 15 songs, and it went by so fast. And that's a sign of a good show. You know, the sound was really good. The guy, the singer of the band, sounded really good. He sounded very true to the album. The music itself was very tight and coherent, and it was just a really good live performance. And I was blown away, and I'm like, how the hell have I not seen Jimmy Eat World up until this point? Like, you know, they're, you know, 20 plus years into their career, and I'm just now seeing them for the first time. And I've known about them and actively listened to them since 2001. Whenever Bleed American came out, that's when I kind of came in. That's when they were starting to go mainstream. And that's when I kind of caught on to them personally. I know others that have been, you know, with them for a lot longer than that, but the fact that 16 years has gone by and I never seen them once blows my mind, but I'm glad to have finally been able to see them. That's awesome. And then Incubus comes up, and Incubus, I got to say that I liked, you know, what's the album? The name is probably people screaming at their phones, their car radios. Let me look it up real quick. Incubus discography. Here we go. So I came in when Make Yourself was released, 99. That's probably everybody, right? There was one song that was on their Science CD in 97, which, New Skin, that was the third single they released, according to Wikipedia. New Skin was featured on a Family Values compilation. Yes, back in the late 90s, or believe it or not, your boy here was listening to the Family Values type bands of Korn and Limp Bizkit and all that kind of stuff. And I think the opening track on that Family Values, it was what Family Values compilation was actually live recorded tracks from that tour. It was a very famous tour back in the day. And so Incubus was, I believe, the opener of that album, and they were playing New Skin. So that was my actual first time ever hearing them, but I kind of just like, okay, this is cool, whatever. I wasn't like hooked on them. And then I heard Make Yourself. And Make Yourself had Pardon Me, Stellar, Drive. You know, these are huge songs for the band. I really, you know, love those songs. And they put out Morning View. And for Morning View, you know, Wish You Were Here, Nice to Know You. These are some of the songs that I liked from it. And then I didn't really follow them beyond that. I mean, I think the last album I purchased of theirs was A Crow Left of the Murder, which had Megalomaniac on it. They played that song. So, I mean, I had like a good solid four or five songs of them that I knew, and having heard their new album, which I wasn't so high on, and again, it's one of those things where, you know, there's a lot of people that probably love their new album, and again, it's not to say, oh, Incubus sucks or their new stuff sucks, it just doesn't click with me. And a lot of their set list last night was focused on their newer album because they want to push their new album. And, hey, that's fine. More power to you. You want to make more sales on the new album. I get it. They were even doing some kind of texting thing in between the bands, which they put up a message on the screen where you would text some kind of code to a phone number if you wanted to watch the band from the stage. And I screwed up because I caught this thing within the last second or two that it was up on the screen, my reflexes weren't fast enough to, like, you know, take a picture of the screen and then jot it all down. It was more or less, holy crap, I just missed out on this, because they were putting, you know, a good amount of people up on that stage to watch. It was basically like two platforms on to the left and the right of the stage, where you were elevated probably about 10 feet off the stage, and you could have a good kind of like bird's eye view of the band on the stage, which actually would have been a good deal, because the drummer and the singer were facing sideways for half of the night. So my wife and I mean, we stayed for until we, you know, until like one of the things about concerts, a lot of these tours, that bands play the same songs every night. They have the same set for the most part. And Incubus, although their set, what we found out, has changed a couple of the dates, we found one that was damn near identical to what we were hearing. And so we kind of knew where the high spots were going to be. And once we heard the last song that we kind of knew, we're like, okay, it's time to get out of here. And it's time to, you know, move along, you know, get out of here, beat the traffic. Although it really wasn't that packed. I don't know if they, you know, they just didn't sell it so well or what, but it just was not very packed. And getting out of that club was a breeze. We left with probably four or five songs left to still be played. And kind of after they played Drive, which was one of those songs, everybody kind of rolled out. And that was the deal. So all in all, I mean, it was a good show. I was mildly disappointed with them, only in the sense of, I think it was a bad sound that killed them. I don't know if they have their own sound guy versus, you know, like if there's a Nissan, I call it Nissan Pavilion still, sorry, Jiffy Lube Live, if there's like a Jiffy Lube sound guy, and then, you know, some of the bigger bands, they'll have their own sound guy to kind of tweak the sound how they want to be presented. It's just not good. I remember seeing a show in 2001, which was Godsmack and Deftones, and the audio was horrible. Whereas I've gone to some shows at Jiffy Lube where, you know, you've had like country concerts, for instance, or rock concerts, where it was nice and loud and you could hear it all the way from the parking lot, which I really like. So it's kind of a bummer that their audio kind of killed it for me a little bit, and it kind of made seeing them a little underwhelming. Whereas Jimmy Eat World had a different sound, literally, you know, the EQ and everything was different. It just sounded better. It was louder. The presentation was there where it should be. So, kudos to those guys for a great set performed. So that was my week. Newfound Glory, Incubus, Jimmy Eat World, all in 1 week. It's crazy. I am so tired. We are almost 50 minutes into this podcast. I'm ready to eat my dinner and go to sleep. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Look, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into the podcast. You know all the cool stuff that you can help out the show, garyspodcast.com/Amazon. And also, if you're looking to ride or drive with Lyft, use the code GARYSPODCAST. And we're either going to save you money when you take your first ride, or we're going to pay you some money when you sign up to drive and complete X amount of rides. So check all that stuff out. Support the show if you can. It's greatly appreciated if you can do so. Otherwise, we'll be back next week. I don't foresee any delays, and hopefully we'll be coming back on with some better news, you know, on the weight front and all that kind of stuff. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Gary Cantrell. I'm out there if you want to hang there. But other than that, guys, have a great week, okay? Live life to the fullest. Be the best you that you can be, and do kind for others when you can. Just go out there and have a tremendous week, and I'll be back with another podcast for you next week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.